You know, it was to me, it had to be a little bit of jitters, and it was just a big game. And you know, I think it was key that we try to get those jitters settled down. And I mean, all the credit's going to Wes Gilkey, Cody Scroggie, and Scott Usery. Those three coaches ran the show tonight, and those seniors, I'm sure, settled down and took over. But I can't say enough about just the way that those three coaches and all those kids responded to, like, really what was an odd situation all week long. But they prepped them and got them ready. And, you know, nerves are nerves and kids are kids. And I'm sure they were just a little bit rattled at the beginning of that game. And then, you know, to take a big shot like they did, like that, and then to be able to just keep hanging in and keep responding, I think it says, you know, everything you need to know about our kids right now.
And just to make matters kind of worse, you guys have a disastrous first possession. You punt the football away, and Milan marches down the field methodically. No real big plays, but methodically march their way down, score, and take the lead. What's Nathan Powell thinking at that moment?
Well, at that moment, I'm sitting in my truck screaming at a radio and, like, getting upset. But I know the kids, I think the number one thing to do in any big game like that is just to get control of your emotions. And, you know, at that moment, I'm sure it was really, really tough. And, I mean, I know my kids, and I know the coaches, and I know, you know, the environment that they were surrounded with at that time. And so the number one thing you've got to do in any big game like that is to get your emotions in check and then get back to just executing what you know how to do. And we tell them that all, we tell the kids that all the time. You know, at the beginning of a game, it's all adrenaline and it's all emotion, but the first team to settle in and just start playing ball is generally going to win that game. And, you know, we didn't do ourselves any favors getting down points, but when it came down to settling in and playing the game, our kids answered the bell over and over and over.
Hey, Coach, I just put two and two together on this because I think this probably came out after we talked the other day, but it's obvious to me what you're talking about with screaming at a radio. You must have been on quarantine tonight.
Yeah, I've been out all week, so I'm back on Tuesday, but it wasn't official till yesterday. So I wasn't, you know, obviously was under the weather, and I just wasn't going to risk it and stayed home and talked to the coaches and set up practices and all that good stuff. But, yeah, it's been an insane week.